Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Yeah. We in here. And we out here. We all at. I don't see y'all niggas. Fuck out of here.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are. We are.
Getting money.
We are.
Getting money.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are.
Okay.
Well, nigga,
oh.
I'm hot, nigga. Warage in the summer, you too old for this shit, Danny Glover. White girl try and get that ass up, I just take the pussy, I don't mask up. I'm deep in the streets, check my waistline, you ain't good in your hood, Trayvon. Chick magnet, pipe drills, I'll game a chick, have her dad thinking it's real. Grind 9 to 5, 7 to 6, got money coming from 95 and 76. I formed a union, 1776.
I'm ballin'.
Frank Lucas in 76. My mind right, my money right, what's up now? I'd rather be stuck up than stuck down. I'm mind blowin', getting paid as time going. It's 45, that's light work. You should see what my mom holds.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are.
Getting money.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are. Real niggas.
I'm talking about them racks. I'm talking about them stacks. I'm Neiman Marcus swaggin', I just had a swag attack. Rick and Bob be swervin', switchin' through the lanes. Shittin' on my haters, make it rain up on them lanes. They plotting on my swag, hatin' on my game. I'm stylin' on my enemies, my grind ain't the same. These niggas want my flow, these niggas want my dough. These niggas want a feature, 23 for a show. And if you want some work, give me 3 for a O. Flip around, break it down, then watch my money grow. I break it down, flip around and watch the money go. These niggas talking money, but don't let it show. I pull up to the scene and I'm killing it. These niggas talking work, but ain't dealing it. So if you got some money, then let's get with it. Cause all my niggas getting it, getting it.
That money on your head, boy, you best believe you gone. We riding around all through the town, we smoking on that strong. We don't love them hoes, we just fuck them hoes, then just fuck them hoes and move on. Y'all lose the crowd, we move the crowd, we can do this all day long. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Getting money.
We are. We are, we are, we are, we are, we are,
we are. I get money, couple niggas that owe me a favor. In the kitchen whipping up soda over to my neighbor. Brick it arrow, I'm cooking, got work in the mix. You could wipe her, I just use her, got work in your bitch.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you know I stay on my man, you know what I'm talking about. Beat my, appreciate the homie, support Big G, man. Hey, yeah, what's up, dude?
Look at my neck, look at my wrist. I shine like a left man, everything lit. Boy, I hustle hard, I'm a grind till I'm rich. Ain't no...
Just showing love, definitely getting the show started. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Big ups to my boys, Philly in the building, Big Face Dunny. Shout out to Reekin Boy. And my boy 8 Gang Stiz. What's up now? Getting the show started. We had some fun tonight. Special interviews going on deck. Of course, I'm your host, Honest Fire. I hope my ladies join me tonight because I'm going to need them, especially my truth teller with her tongue roll and my lovely sexy diva status. talking about my co-host. Tonight we have special guest Twine Don, who has a lot of great music. Can't wait to get a chance to talk to him, you know, representing Jersey and New York. I'll let him explain it, but I see he makes a lot of moves. I had to reach out to him and show him some love, of course. And special guest, shout out to my girl, Bridget, PR queen, you know what I mean, representing New York City, of course. We want to get to know a special author, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to it because reading this book has definitely been a little exciting. So we're going to get to know Rob Goldstein, the author of 51 Colors of Seduction. And, of course, we got the topic for tonight, a little truth or dare picture, picture fun. And the truth, that'll be a little mild, but if you're ready for a dare, it's going to be daring. So get ready. Definitely shout out to everybody listening in. Of course, we got the banging event this weekend in Atlanta, Red October DJ Conference. We're raising money for cancer. We're raising money for all types of cancer, not just breast cancer. We'll have a few cancer survivors speaking down in Atlanta. Shout out to Demel and all the X-Squad DJs, DJs Against Cancer, and my boy Big Jig. We heard a little bit of his music. I played it by accident. Who was my guest last week on Thursday? But we're going to get in. I'm getting ready to say hi to my guest. I see I have him in the building. Then we're going to check in on some of you callers, see if y'all want to join in on this topic. If you got any shout-outs, definitely let me know what's good with you. 201-257. Is that you? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Twan.
Twan, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody. Welcome to Philly Shine.
What up, y'all? It's the kid Twan Don, representing Jersey, Englewood, New York, the whole East Coast, Beast Coast, whatever you want to call it. And I want to thank y'all for having me on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to just say Jersey or whatever, because I see you making moves or whatever. Definitely show you some love. Let everybody know your websites, you know, how to connect with you online or whatever.
If they want to check me out, you can check me out on SoundCloud. I'm on SoundCloud.com/Twan Don. I'm on YouTube. You could just search Twan Don in the search bar. We up there on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Twan Don, the letter U, the letter C, as in upper class. Where else we on? We on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook.com/Twan Don. We just all over the block. You can just Google me. We everywhere with it.
Why you say we? Are you talking about yourself?
Because it's myself. Yeah, it's myself alone. When I say we, I always like to include my team in there with me, because it's like I got some directors that's under me. I got some producers that's under me. I have an artist of my own that we're going to start pushing soon after we wrap a few things up for myself. So when I say we, I just speak for myself and my team always.
Okay, well, we'll get a chance to get to know them. We got a lot of callers who pressed the one and want to join in the show. I definitely want to see who's on the switchboard showing us love. We're going to get to know Twan Don and his team and, of course, his music. Stay Golden, which grabbed me. I like the video as well. So we're going to go in and check out that, get to know Twan, and talk about this topic. Like I said, it's going to be truth or dare. I want to see people who are bold, like, if you want something, you're not ready for it, I'm not going to get mad at you, but I'm not going to waste my time with you. We're trying to turn up tonight and listen to the good music and get to know these interesting people. 917-740, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, what's good? This is Blocks from Blocks Magazine.
Hey, what's good? Thank you so much for calling in.
What's good, man? I had to call in. You see what's going on over here, you know?
Oh, real right. Now, on Philly Shine Radio, we got to show off. You got to tell everybody about yourself. I'm sorry, like, real quickly, please. I got to show love to you.
Oh, man, this is Blocks. Blocks I'm the founder and owner, the creator, the everything of Blocks Magazine. That's Blocks with a Z. B-L-O-C-K-Z, magazine.com. The industry's number one independent online and print magazine to date. Just want to, I don't know if you saw yourself, I just won the 2013 Best Independent Online and Print Magazine Award back in June. So everything.
Okay,
just
congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you here, Mom? You want to give some? Do you want to give people your contact information, how they can reach out with you? Because I definitely
yeah, they can reach out to me. You know, to the website Blocks Magazine. That's B-L-O-C-K-Z magazine.com. Blocks Promotions. .com, that's promotions with an S at the end .com, or follow me on Twitter, Blocks Magazine, or Blocks Magazine at gmail.com, 24/7. We're working.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you're ready for this topic tonight, though. This is your first time calling in.
Man, it doesn't matter what you throw at me. I come all directions, you know?
All right, well, what's your Instagram? Because in order to do the dare, you need an Instagram, or you could just take it true.
I don't do Instagram, but I have. I don't do Instagram, but I have it. It's Blocks Magazine.
Oh, well, yeah. We're going to need you to have an Instagram. All right, well, cool. You down for, or you going for a truth or a dare? Because once I get it ready for you, I'm going to unmute your line, and you have to be ready for the truth or the dare. Which one you want
to do? I'm going to say truth. I ain't got no reading the lie. I'm going to say truth.
Ah, truth is so cool. All right. I'm going to get a good truth for you. And definitely say hi to my special guest, Twan Nye. He's definitely on his grind. I'm going to make sure I tweet you guys together. Y'all know I do that Twitter blast all crazy. But it's all about keeping everybody who I network with and who I follow, you know what I mean, keeping you guys connected and saying what's up to you guys. So definitely would like to make sure that you both are connected with each other. Phone lines are crazy. We're going to go in exactly and play this first track while I get this truth ready for my boy Blocks, representing Blocks Magazine, Blocks Promotion. And Twan Dye, we have him in the building. So introduce Stay Golden for us. Who is the producer on this track?
Producer behind Stay Golden is a Inglewood native. He goes by Proper Paper, and I've been dealing with him for a long time, so I'm just happy that he finally gave me the correct production and that it's spreading how it's spreading. And then my boy Pablo Picasso actually shot the video, which I can find on YouTube as well. So hit him off with that Stay Golden and let them know, like, they got to really listen up for this one.
All right, where we going now?
Shout out my niggas, tryna help me and shit. I'ma show y'all niggas how shit done though. Potential in my mental. When I'm using this pencil, these dreams we follow grew far from hollow. Just look what we've been through. Your hometown won't commend you. Niggas so shit to offend you, but I'm thorough in every borough. Yo, what you tryna get into? Ground with the meanest team in a dollar screen. They gotta respect it. Doing fine in time, we living our dreams. I'm counting a second tick tock. I see the sand drop. Won't give us no shot. Either they threaten, they see you stepping our way to the top. We climbing, and with this rhyming, we avoiding them sirens. I turn my struggle into a hustle. Now the rest is retirement. I'm being patient. Better say sorry for that late shit. Cause niggas are starving, going through problems, dying to escape it. You playing on every record, give a fuck what you saying. Mama stressing, she need a blessing, and I'm tired of praying. Do that shit night and day, and look to the sky when I'm laying on verses I'm penetrating. Vivid visions I'm painting. I sit back and think what life would be if niggas ain't rap. I know these bitches would probably diss us from the shit that we lack. They still gon' fuck us, no they don't love us, so I don't call them back. It's upper class until my cash can carry those six niggas back. And those my scholars, every thought I ponder, be about them dollars. We need them commas, cause spending with limits ain't my persona. You hear me? Laid out the blueprint and I followed it clearly. Now these niggas is turning bitches quicker than Tyler Perry. Like nah, do it for my mind. Shout out to Papa, who kept my pockets with decent profits when having I die. I keep it moving, you see the movement. Now who gon' stop us? I'm so suburban, till Reaper's calling, I keep it golden. Ha ha.
I can make some.
My mom played a big part of me being inspired with my music. Growing up, she was involved with the music industry, and I used to run around with her a lot. She used to do, like, work for, like, Keith Murray and the Sugar Hill Gang and Fabulous, and a lot of Flavor Unit was going on, a lot of Death Squad artists. So just seeing her doing her thing, I got inspired big time and just wanted to follow her footsteps in a way. And the inspiration behind Stay Golden is kind of like just being true to myself, you know what I mean? Like, when I say stay gold, it's about staying real to yourself, staying honest with yourself, and no fabricating anything, you know what I mean? Because I feel like if you give people the real, it's no way you can lose. So that's where Stay Golden comes in.
And that's even the vibe that I got on it. I was like, yo, I want to get to know him. I find you very professional and thorough as hell. So we're going to show you some love on Philly Shine Radio. We just getting started. We didn't even get into this topic yet. And I just already got a special announcement from our boy Marcus Allen. Definitely welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, talented artist from that's been doing his thing. Now you have a commercial. I tried to listen to it while the music was playing, but I think I had too much internet going. So, Marcus, tell everybody where they can check out your commercial. And, well, can I see it on TV? Is it going to be on TV or whatever? I saw, like, a little clip or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. It's the Rick Hendrick / Chevrolet commercial. We sealed the deal and got the national ad with Chevrolet and Rick Hendrick. And it's right now it's playing in Atlanta, and it's playing, like, every week, 100 spins a week on television. And it's actually moving up to Virginia and down to North Carolina, and then it'll move its way over to Texas and so on and so forth. But, you know, we're blessed to have that blessing. So, and we're just going to ride the wave, you know. We're working hard, and we're still on military tour, so we're going to keep grinding.
That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you checking in with me with the update. Definitely going to have some fun. I want you to chill with me tonight, Marcus. Maybe I get a chance to turn it into MP3. I'm texting my people now to download it from YouTube. So was the commercial you singing?
Actually, what ended up happening was I'm the lead guy in the commercial, and I also tagged the jingle as well for the commercial. So
So you're acting in it?
Yeah, I'm acting in it, and I also got the jingle for it as well. So I wrote the jingle and recorded the jingle as well.
Oh, Mr. Working, okay. Belly, I'm going to need a Philly Shine jingle, goddamn.
There you go.
Jealous of me.
All you got to do is go on my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, Marcus Allen Videos, all one word, and you'll see it pop up there.
Okay, that's what's up. I'll definitely check it out. And then speaking of tours, Twan Don, do you have any shows coming up that we need to check on, or what city will you be in?
Oh, yeah, I have a show coming up on the 26th of this month. We're going to be in Jersey City, out here in Jersey, and it's sponsored by two clothing brands, Faded Royalty and another clothing brand called Villainous New York. So shout out to them on booking me for that one.
Okay, that's what's up. You said it's going to be in Jersey?
Yeah, it's going to be in Jersey in a city called Jersey City. So like Central Jersey.
Okay,
make sure you...
You give us the flyer. I know I got some Jersey and New York DJs. Shout out to my boy, DJ Apollo. He has a song called Obvious. We're going to check out Obvious. I'm going to check out who's on the switchboard. We're going to get into this topic. I got the perfect truth for you, Block, so I hope you're ready. We're going to go in, turn up. Shout out to Marcus Allen. You know, definitely working hard. Salute X Squad DJs. Love you. You're so successful. It's amazing. So I can't wait to show you some love, baby.
Look at me now. It's obvious. that I'm getting to the stage. It's obvious that me and all my niggas
straight.
That all these niggas do
stage. It's obvious
I'm still nigga in the game. You can see it with your own
eyes.
I'm such a fucking fly guy.
It's obvious.
You can see it in their face.
It's obvious.
That's the reason why they hate.
It's obvious that I ain't like you was a nigga. I got to get it. That money calling my palm itching. My nerves
bad.
But we smoke good. That purple thrash.
Now
we making juice.
My bitch bad. My car fast. Rock the giant swag.
I ain't lying.
Fucked up some bands. I'm flipping grams. I'm getting cash and I'm shy.
It's obvious to that girl. It's obvious to that dude and shit. I got 100 bands in my mind. Little strapped up. You wanna shoot out, bitch.
Stay fresh as fuck with my pistol cuff. And I burn your ass if you play with me.
Ballin' in the club, chillin' with the thugs. If you ain't sellin' drugs, you can't hang with me.
My nigga got it, we bought a poppin'. Early morning, got the door rockin'. The diner on me, the door's watchin'. And it's obvious that we gettin' guap.
It's obvious that I'm gettin' to the chain. It's obvious that me and all my niggas straight.
Obvious
that all these niggas do
stay.
It's obvious
I'm still nigga in our
game.
But they scared, they so timid. I'm fucked up and it's obvious. Such a good feeling. Niggas made it real, they don't even know the meaning. If I said it, then I meant it. You don't wanna intermiss it. What up, I'm a hustler. It's obvious we eatin'. I'm getting all this money while the mother niggas sweatin'. Put your hands up, nigga, if your money's long. And if you gettin' money, nigga, it's your theme song. I'ma stack this paper like a singer. Got your bitch singing like a R&B singer.
It's obvious that I'm getting to the state. It's obvious that me and all my niggas straight.
Obvious
that all these niggas do
stay.
It's obvious I'm still nigga in the
game.
You can see it with your own
eyes.
I'm such a fucking fly guy. You can see it in their
face.
That's the reason why they hate.
Today is a real nice. Shout out to everybody working. Ain't nothing like somebody working once the summer is over. So shout out to everybody on their grind and getting their shit popping. You know what I mean? I gotta show some love to my boy JoJo Capone calling me from the road. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
Thanks for having us back. They know the word. What's the word?
Shout out to the global gangsters. What's good with all y'all GD niggas? Where you at?
You know, Earth, our turf. Right now, we're just leaving Atlanta on our way to Houston. We'd be in Houston like an hour. So we just eating it up. We made a stop in New Orleans. Stop in New Orleans and got some crap crawfish. So we would have been in Houston. But we'll be there in a minute.
Give everybody an update of who you are and what you out there doing. But tell us about your tour.
We on a coast-to-coast tour right now. Started in Atlanta last night. And, well, of course, who I am, JoJo Capone, a.k.a. the Chi-Raq Don, you dig? Global Gangster CEO, CEO of Act Like It Entertainment. Global Gangsters, the movement and a group. Consist of myself, Pistol Pete, Big Blast, Chachi, C-Note. And then we got the Young Globals, Young VZ, Chief Bias, and Haitian Gangster, Free Haitian Gangster too. He locked up, but trying to get him out of there, out that jam.
Yeah, yeah, and there's no place for nobody. Definitely. Yeah, and y'all positive. Y'all positive gangsters, you know what I mean? Well, you got to, I got to get you back on the line to do an update, an interview with you. I have my special guest tonight, Twan Don. Please meet JoJo Capone.
JoJo, what up, man? Be safe on that tour, bro.
You got it. Congratulations on whatever you're doing, Twan. We grinding.
Thank you,
keep
my brother.
Going.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. We actually freeway on this tour with us too, so Philly rapping with us.
Okay, okay, and shout out to Philly.
Yeah.
I mean Freeway. I did see him tweeting something or whatever. That's my boy. One thing about Freeway, he represents hard for Philly. You know what I'm saying? He definitely goes in. I love him. He represents so motherfucking banging Philly Freezer. You know what I mean? Definitely that boy. You already said when you had the interview with you that you and him was real tight, so that's what's up. Good looking on doing that business with him.
Yeah.
I want to ask where I could check JoJo music out at.
You go to, well, any shit, videos, YouTube, search YouTube/user/act like it ENT, the correct spelling, act like it ENT. All the videos and shit up there. Music-wise, go to live mixtapes. We got, and just search Global Gangsters. Or go to that piss, search Global Gangsters. The correct spelling, ERS at the end, not the STA. The original spelling with the S.
All right, definitely. As soon as we wrap this interview up, I'm going to check y'all out.
All right, for sure.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Twan. Definitely showing love. That's what I want you guys to do, network, interact. And we also have another artist from Chi-Town representing Jersey, Marcus Austin. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's up? Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be on the air with the lovely, beautiful Miss Honest Fire. Holding it down out there on the East Coast. I have to introduce myself the right way because I'm with some esteemed colleagues. So my second home is actually New Jersey because I graduated from Rutgers University even though I was born and raised here in Chicago. So I'm so happy to hear all my Jersey folks and all my New York folks and all my East Coast folks holding it down. With the artistry, I am a songwriter, singer, producer, and entertainment consortium owner, which means we do it all, from business consulting services to integrated marketing, advertisement plans, to whatever you want to get done, however you want to do it, from the jingles, everything, we're getting it in. And so I'm just so happy, like I said, to have a chance to call in and support what you guys are doing. You can find me at all times on Twitter, at The Masterpiece, on Facebook, Marcus J. Austin, on YouTube. I have a channel there, Marcus J. Austin. Come holler at me. We'd love to collaborate with all of you and see how we can go ahead and push each other's movements forward.
That's what's up. Now, guys, I do have, you know, you, JoJo, Marcus, your line open, and my diva status back in the building. And you guys all represent Chicago. JoJo, starting with you, because of, like, all the violence that's going on in Chicago, I want to know, like, what impact is that giving on you being from the city, and are you, you know what I mean, putting things in motion to try to help, you know what I mean, stop the violence that's going on there, because murder rate is crazy there.
Yeah, who else you say from Chicago on here?
Marcus Austin and Diva
Status.
Diva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I know you guys said that, but okay. So what up, everybody? But I've been doing a ceasefire program and help mentoring the kids and doing the motivational speaking, but I do it worldwide. But I also hit all my neighborhoods and you know, throughout the city of the Chi, each side of the Chi. So, you know, I'm real active in the communities in Chicago.
That's what's up.
Can I join the debate? I'm inspiring. You mind joining the debate right quick about the Chicago?
Well, it's not a debate.
I mean, it's not a debate, but you know.
I was asking you guys to make a statement. Don't debate. We don't have no debates over here. You will get muted.
I know.
Marcus, what I was asking was, like, what impact is it giving on you? You know what I'm saying? And, like, what are you doing to help that
right.
type of shit with the shit?
But he said he's in Jersey, so he ain't in the shot?
No. I'm in the shot now, but I graduated from Rutgers University, which is in New Jersey.
No,
so I graduated, I did my college at Rutgers. And so I spent 4 or 5 years getting my education in Jersey. But I'm back here in Chicago currently. So after I finished up in Jersey, I came to Chi-Town. But let me tell you about three things that I got to say about these violence issues. No matter what hood you go to, any urban area, and I've lived in Nashville, I lived in Chicago, I've lived in Jersey, you're going to find violence. And unfortunately, you're going to find that. And so I think a lot of times what we see and what we hear, because I have people from Jersey and my fraternity brothers calling me all the time, man, it's crazy. What's going on? It's really how the media, number one, is reporting it. Number two, the other piece that I want to let you guys know is every concert that I do, every event that I do, I'm always working with a complimentary or a consistent charity that's having an impact on youth, and they're getting not only money, but they're also getting time to talk about their organizations and what they're doing. Because we have plenty of people that are here on the grassroots level in Chicago that are doing a lot of things that are not getting exposure for the stuff that they're doing. And so the brother that talked about ceasefire, Brother T.O. Hardeman, he's actually running for the governor of the state of Illinois. And so there are a lot of brothers that's out here that's on the grassroots that's doing a lot of great things. And so for me as an artist and an entertainer, what I like to do is use my shows as a platform so that they can get their message out, but also so that they can raise revenue, because you're going to have money for programming. And that's the biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to do charitable pieces, but we're not organized economically to support those. And so we have to get smart as to how our approach is going to be if we're really going to make a true impact on a grassroots level.
Well, that's what's up. I appreciate that because, like I said, I just really wanted to, you know what I mean, know what was going on with you guys being in from Chicago. And then how do you even feel, Diva, like, you know what I mean, you were raised in Chicago and you now live in Alabama hearing about, you know, all the violence that's going on there. And I'm going to get right back to Quandine, but I just wanted, just because we have all this Chicago energy, wanted to just send some positivity, and even if anybody's listening from their area, just to find out ways that they can, like, give back and help. Because, like, we all got to do
right.
We can do.
Well, my thing is that being that I'm down here in the South, you know, the first thing a lot of people want to do is when they hear that I'm from Chicago is try to prejudge me. And so what I try to do is let everyone know that, okay, don't judge us just because of the city that we come from. Everyone is an individual. It hurts my heart every time, like, you know, like the young man said, you know, it's how the media portrays it. And so it's how the media portrays it, and sometimes it appears worse than what it is. Now, I mean, I'm not going to say that there is not a lot of violence that is going on, because Lord knows there is so much, but there's only so much that as an individual that you can do. I feel that there's a lot of room for growth and development in the community. I'm not there as much as I would want to be, but I do see, when I do go back home, I do see like 6 and 7 year old children running around the street at like 1 o'clock in the morning. It makes me wonder, where the fuck is your mother at, or your father at, your grandma, or something.
But yeah, but even for us here in Philly, like, I think we're like number 4 or 5 or something on that list of, you know, murders or whatever all over the country. But we all know, like, with anything, progress, you know, it takes information and awareness. And we're doing our part here in Philly as well. I'm part of the Stop the Violence movement that's going on through North Philly, and we're trying to bring it out through West Philly as well. So I try to stay actively giving back, and I just wanted to, you know, take that time. Y'all know how I am. I'm a sweetheart at the end of the day.
Yes, you are.
I wish we all could just have fun and just enjoy life and be productive, but, you know, for some reason, people, they just really, really take it down. Like, we just had a murder here in Philly, a couple from Southwest. Rest in peace, Dev. Rest in peace, Mux Money. You know, very talented artist, Mux Money, murdered by accident, you know, catching a stray bullet. So it's just really fucked up. And I just wish everybody would have, you know, better alternatives. For Philly Shy Radio, my Twitter, all my DJs, like, definitely positive outlets. You ever search XY DJs and get to know any of us, we definitely got some shit that'll keep you out of trouble, you know what I'm saying, and show some. And I want to ask you, Twan, being as though you're my guest tonight, do you have time, or do you find time to give back or do things in your community?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, the last week, Sunday, we actually threw a Fashion for AIDS research fashion show, because I actually have a clothing line as well. So we incorporated that and raised some funds for that and gave back. And the year last Christmas, I did a toy drive for the kids at Englewood Hospital, the city I live in, and we just set up in City Hall where they could donate toys. And then when Christmas came around, for the ones that wasn't able to make it home with their families, we went out, me and my team, and we gave out the toys at the hospital as well.
Oh, that's so decent. I love that. Now, we have my guest, Blocks, who I was going to ask the topic question for tonight. Diva, everybody listening in, Marcus Allen, Marcus Austin, JoJo, and everybody listening, definitely press the number one. I will get to your call, open up your mic. Before we go into this next track from my guest, Twandon, Rose Gold, I want to ask you, Block, the topic question. You said you wanted to do truth, right? You're not showing me no picture.
Huh?
I don't get to see a picture.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, my truth is, I want to know whose phone is doing all that static. I never knew phones had static. Like, y'all on a cell phone? Who's on a house phone? But Block. I'm sorry. I don't mean to fuck with y'all. I love y'all. Whatever. Block. I want to know a truth. How many people from your Twitter have you had sex with?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I'm serious. How many people from your Twitter have you had sex with?
From my Twitter?
Yes.
From my one.
Boo, he lying. You lying.
I don't mean to lie.
All right, whatever. You follow like 800,000
well,
people.
Are you asking the truth? Why she if I change to you, want me to lie to you, or you want me to tell you the truth?
I'm just busting your balls about it. It's all right. You can be telling the truth. I can't make it.
No. You can't bust my bubble. No. You can't do
but
that.
But your answer was dry. It's like you like.
I didn't think you was going to ask for nothing like that. I thought it was something hard. And you gave me something easy then.
I thought it was going to be juicy myself. Like, your answer was just one. I'm like, oh, boo.
I mean, you asked me a question.
Oh.
You could tell me to lie to you. I would have lied to you.
Let me rephrase that. Hold up. Have you unfollowed anybody?
You know, have unfollowed anybody?
Yeah, have you unfollowed anybody that you had sex with?
No. See, look, you only had a sex with no.
You is so dry. Where I want the juice, damn it. Somebody's going to give me some juice. I got to ask you another truth topic. It's for that.
Oh,
it's for
God.
That juice being dry.
Hold on. Hold on. What if how you going to ask me truth or dare, and I'm going to say truth, and you going to ask me something like that, then when I give you the truth, you're going to say, oh, I'm so dry.
It was dry, though. I wasn't expecting it to be dry.
It was pretty point blank.
I mean, you didn't have anything else with it. No, I haven't. Just one.
Okay, yeah, that's a little better. You know, there you go.
Okay.
Just one. That's fine. But I'm just saying, I'm about to go Twitter and check it out because you tweet all the time, you know. At least
you
be
like me. Your business. I make it even better for you. When you find out, you let me know.
I'm not going to know that. But I'm just busting your balls or whatever. I do. Don't get offended.
I can't believe you caught your guard with that question. I'm like, what? That was easy.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, oh, man, I got to get my game up or whatever. But shout out to my girl, Diva.
So answer this question then. If I would have said dead, what you would have said then?
Yeah, you're not going to know, so you already did truth. So.
Okay, I got you. Hold on,
Block. Everybody in the beginning, the dares are a picture, you know what I mean? Need to see a picture, so you gotta have Instagram. The truth, they're not gonna be, you know, make me in business a little bit, but that's the truth. Shout out to everybody that's listening on the line. I wanted to give an introduction. Diva Twine, you know, Diva is.
Who are you carrying all those bricks for anyway? God? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little inside information about God.
Oh, my niggas winning. Champagne steady tipping, rubber band bang gripping. Why y'all niggas penny pitching? See, I blow a stat, that he get it right back. Say, y'all niggas talk about it, y'all ain't got it like that. Bro, go. Up all the sins for breakfast. Cheese piece of my necklace. Go. Hopped out that range, bro. Go, I'm so chill, stay on the rail. Without a deal, still worth the mill. They mad at me, I came up. Curveball, my change up. When I touch down, she finna blow. On her knees like T-Bow, and I'm jetting. So restless, I run the house like a reverend. You get that, got a big stack. And F that, we gon' spin that. Don't worry, yo, we gon' get it back. A few snaps, no fitted cap. She dancing all on my box. That's your girl, better watch her. I do it right, so proper. The class, who gon' stop us, huh? Oh, my niggas winning. Champagne steady tipping, rubber band bang gripping. Why y'all niggas penny pitching? See, I blow a stat, that can get it right back. See, y'all niggas talk about it, y'all ain't got it like that. Bros go.
Up
all the sins for breakfast. Cheese piece of my necklace. Go. I rep the class, we ain't cool. Suffocate to watch face blue. Phone going off and on every call. Hit it once, no day two. I'm going in, no exit. I stack paper, I'm Tetris. The class hit and your glass hit. She giving brains so headless. Catch
champagne steady tipping, rubber band bank gripping. Why y'all niggas penny pitching? See, I blow a stat, that, and get it right back. See, y'all niggas talk about it, you ain't got it like that. Bro, bros go. A bowl of sand for breakfast. Jesus, piece of my necklace. Go. Hopped out that range, bro. Go, bro. Go.
Tell everybody about the trick you just heard. Oh, Rose Gold. Rose Gold came along. That's what's funny about Rose Gold is that the hook that was laid down for that wasn't even the original one. But we did a lot of playing with that song. And then how it came about is just a record that we did, and we put it on a mixtape. And then it was getting real high demand. Like, yo, we want a video for Rose Gold. So we just shot the video. That's also on YouTube. You can search Twan Don Rose Gold. And we shot the video, and the theme behind Rose Gold is kind of showed them wrong, like the rags, the riches side of things, as you can see in the video. It's like going from not having it all to this is the type of things that you want, and what are you going to do to get there? Are you going to get it the clean way, or are you going to make a deal with the devil, quote-unquote, to get what you want to get type of, you know, vibe? That's what we gave it.
I like that. Definitely good music. Shout out to my ladies in the building with me tonight, my dad. And I got my girl, Miss Nikki, from out of Ohio, called Represent the 5-3 area. What's good?
What's good? How you doing?
Close out this interview, my boy.
Okay, can you hear me good? Okay, I can hear you now. What's going on with you? It's your girl, Miss Nikki, representing Ohio from the 513. Came to get online to show you some support and some love. You always be tweeting, and I retweet, and I just be appreciating everybody that be showing me support and love. So I wanted to make sure I came through and did the same thing.
What the
hell
you got going on?
Well, what I got going on, I got my remix. It's called Female MC, and it's featuring my girl, Mia X from No Limit Soldier, and Shauna, former DTP. And they got on the track and showed the girl some love, and we're just promoting it real heavy on the radio, and we got a lot of stuff going on. Huh?
Mia X, I miss her. I love her. You're probably the reason why I started.
I know. I love her too, girl. It's so funny because when I was in junior high, I did a talent show. And I performed Mia X song. And then when I was like, I don't know, probably like 2-3 years ago, I did a show with Mia X, Gangsta Boo, and the Check. And then here it is now. She's on the remix, girl. So, you know, I'm just so grateful. And that's I love Mia X. That is my dog.
It was all I get a chance to premiere it on Philly Shine Radio and show you some love ASAP.
Ow, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But I want to let the callers know. Huh?
Oh, well, go ahead real quick. I was going to move on, but go ahead real quick.
I just want to let your callers know that they can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all the good social sites at MZ. NICKY513, And I'm going to let you head the plateau, and then if you've got any more questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them, girl.
Because the interview is getting ready to change up. I want to close out some things with my boy Fontaine and everybody, all my DJs know, and definitely welcome back to the show. My next guest, I love this. Got a dirty mind. I'm a big punk, you know, like for anybody listening to the show, I'm a big punk, you know, I try to be adventurous and stuff, sex and everything like that, but this book, 51 Colors of Seduction, you know, it's like, it's very good reading, so like, I want to, also we'll get a chance to, period of the show, so that's a few minutes. What I didn't even know, because I've been like back and forth. He has in the book, but we ain't nowhere near that. But get a chance to, like I said, have some fun and interact. And that's what I want to do when the author gets on the line. I want to be able to interact with everybody. So definitely press one, be patient, and Twan, you're welcome to definitely still chill with us. I actually want to have come back because I want to see if I can come out to see your performance in Jersey on the 27th as well, because like
that'd
definitely
be
like I'm interested in what you're doing, and I really like it, so I want to see your stage presence and how you freak it out on stage.
Definitely. So I send you the flyer, all the information. You know, Peso will send it all through too. Peso became a good friend of mine. I'm pretty sure he's listening. And we'll make sure to keep you posted with everything.
Do you want to give a shout out to the team, or do you want to give us, definitely give us an email so that our DJs can drop scripts? I would definitely love a drop. Deshaun Radio as well.
Definitely, yeah. Whoever's tuned in or want a feature, drop, shout out, whatever you need, my email is twandon, my stage name, @gmail.com. I want to shout out y'all, of course, you know, officially. Like, I haven't done one of these online radio interviews in a minute, and now, like, I miss it so much. It was a great one. I enjoyed it. I was laughing a bit. I enjoyed it. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to Peso. Shout out to my upper class team. My city, of course. Shout out to Jersey, Englewood, and everyone that's supporting and everyone that tuned in tonight, because a lot of people need to appreciate their supporters and their listeners a lot more, because they make a lot of things happen and they create a lot of opportunity for you. So I just want to take that time out and appreciate everyone.
And then you have the Stay Golden. Is that an EP, or are you doing a mixtape that's coming out?
Yeah. We honestly haven't completely decided if we want to take the EP route or just the mixtape route. But along with the video title, that's also going to be the title of the project. It's going to also be called Stay Golden. And I gave the definition of it earlier, or what it represents on someone like me. So they can stay posted for that. That's coming. The show on the 26th, Jersey City. Shout out to Faded Royalty. They could check out my clothing line too. Whoever's tuned in, check out my clothing line. It's called thegalleryusa.com. And we got a lot of stuff going on. So we just blessed, you know. We just blessed to have all this going on and going the way we want it. So we sacrificed a lot. We sacrificed a lot to be where we are.
I'm looking forward to your video in a couple weeks called Life's a Bitch. Like I said, I wanted to have you on a show real fast tonight, but I'm going to get a chance to pull more of a spotlight. So definitely getting a chance to get and talk today on the show. Diva.
Yes, guys, baby.
Definitely want some turn-up time because, you know, Twandon was a great guest, but I wanted to, like I said, switch the gears a little bit. We're going to get a little more grown and sexy. I'm giggling.
I'm giggling.
What are you doing?
Hi, this is Rob. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I wanted to hear your voice. I was reading your book, and I'm like, ooh, like. They don't know because they got a book. Yet. They can tell them how
to. Well, hello.
Good evening, good evening. I'm interested in hearing about this book. I mean, if it's got her sounding like that, I need to know what's in it.
Well, I'm having a lot of fun with the book. People are having a lot of fun with the book. I had somebody calling me last week. They were a couple, and they were calling me while they were doing something from the book, and they were just having a lot of fun, and they were talking to me while they were doing it. That was really far out. Maybe a little bit overboard. And they were a divorced couple, too.
Wow. Okay, so is there something that I should be learning out of this book? I mean, I got like a couple of tricks up my sleeve, but I'm always ready to, you know, step my game up a little bit. So
there's no tricks per se. It's just about really communicating and expressing values and boundaries, which is really the premise of the book.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess are we officially getting started?
Can you guys hear me?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep. We hear both of you. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I wanted to get an introduction to the book because I have it in my hand. It's 51 colors. Next to the page. And the back of the book explains the difference. Talk about these different zones, because that's how your book is labeled out, like the sex zones.
There are several different facets of the book, and the zones are really a big facet of the book. So we could start with the zones, and as long as you can hear me, because I can't hear you sometimes, so I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely hear you.
Okay, good. So, The zones in the book were created to find your own compatibility charts between you and your lover, and to really just try to find your own barometer of the things that you like and don't like. There's a quiz in the book, and I don't want to give the quiz on the air, but there's a whole lot of questions that talks and it puts you into different zones. It talks about how often you have sex, what do you like to do, what do you not like to do. Do you like to do public displays of affection? Do you like to be seen? Or do you like to see other people? There's a whole lot of questions. And then it answers you and it puts you into categories. And then it puts you into zones. And you try to find out if you are compatible with your mate in with respect to things that you like to do and things you won't do. And the things that you do to satisfy your lover, and to be adventurous. I mean, I think we all fantasize about adventures, whether we do them or not. So it really kind of creates, it makes a comfort zone, first of all, and it gives you ideas of things to do that maybe you're not even thinking about, or you're not aware of them. But it's not a how-to, and it's not going to make you do anything. But the zones, there are five zones in the book and on the pie chart in the back of the book. And it's also five, I guess, chapters of zones. And each chapter has about maybe 10 stories. Some a few a little bit more, some a little bit less. But your main zone is your safety zone, which is the primary zone. I guess you'd call it, you almost would call it the routine zone. And I think that we all want to get out of that zone in the comfort level of doing some adventurous things.
Right.
I agree. And I really appreciate how you take and you actually explain the story, and it goes there.
Well, that makes you feel good.
Yes, it goes there. It's crazy. Like, listen, you start off, like, like the truth or dare one. Now I'm gonna go to there. It's in the middle of the book, guys. So you gotta work your way to it. But the way it's set, like, all right. So now we're in this relationship, an open, committed relationship. Let's be honest. You just tell a girl to just basically sing the bellboy. How?
Wow.
I laugh because people tell me, you know, they respond to the stories and things like that. And I had somebody recently tell me that they were afraid of a bellboy.
Yes,
you know, it's just funny when all of a sudden we're getting so much press and so much excitement, and I hated to interrupt your question, but somebody like 3 or 4 weeks ago was talking about they were afraid of a bellboy now. So, anyway, go back to your question.
Yeah, no, seriously, you know, you get scared of hotel rooms, let alone the person kept bag. Like,
Well, what better place is there really to have fun than in a hotel room, right? Or
yes,
or at least away. I guess. In the book, in the beginning of the book, I describe about maybe venues, and I think out of your home, out of your norm, is a place to get out. Is to get out and do things, which is, you know, hotel rooms, or traveling, or anything to break out of your regular everyday mundane stuff. I mean, unless you're that wild that you don't care.
I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I love to do stuff outside the house. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Well, I think it's important, especially if you have kids and things like that. I mean, you really want to. We all want a sex life instead of just a routine of just, you know, once every so and so, just turn over and do something. You know, we all want to have a little bit of fun and adventure, but I think for a guy, you need to seduce the woman a little bit. Not that the woman can't seduce the guy either, by the way.
Yeah, can you repeat that one more time for the listeners, the males, the whole woman thing?
Well, the book was originally going to be called, and this is 8 years ago, 8 years ago, the book was going to be called 50 Ways to Seduce Your Wife. That was the title 8 years ago when I started the book. It says that in the book 7 years ago, but a year has passed since I started rewriting this book. So 8 years ago, I started writing the book. It was called 50 Ways to Seduce Your Wife. And then I just basically, I scrapped it. I canned it, you know, a year later because I got involved with somebody that I fell in love with, and I just knew that I couldn't possibly finish the book. But it was called that because I was married to a very seductive woman that wanted to be entertained and seduced. So as a good, loving husband, that's what I did.
Now, not to cut you off, but I want you, like you were in a relationship or in a marriage, and then you went to somebody, to another woman you fell in love with. I like how the core foundation is about being with somebody that you're committed to. You know what I mean? Because, like, even for myself now, you know, I find being open, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I just only want my man, you know, whatever we're going to do is whatever, you know what I mean? I'm going to be open to you too. So, like, explain, because I don't think a lot of people get that when it comes to, you know, just having a one-on-one serious relationship with somebody.
Well, I think that first of all, I'm going to tell you that I've never cheated on somebody in a real relationship. I've never ever cheated, and it's I'm proud of that. And it's because I can be adventurous with the person, and if I'm in love with the person, it's fun to be adventurous and share that together. Sort of like if you're in love with somebody and you go to a party and you're just mingling. But yet out of the corner of each other's eyes, you see each other's twinkle in each other's eyes as you look at each other. You have that bond. You have that trust. Well, it could be the same thing in being a little bit adventurous. Now, when I say a little bit adventurous, we all have our own sets of values and boundaries. And that's, again, discussed in all the zones and the tests or whatever. But your values and boundaries are as individual as a fingerprint, as your thumbprint. It is unique to yourself. And if you understand that, and you understand that your partner, your lover, your mate has their own sets of boundaries and values, and you understand each other, then you can be a little bit more, I guess, playful might be the word, as long as you have trust and security. But once the trust and security isn't there, it's hard to be as playful and feel confident. And if you have the confidence, you can have a lot of fun being naughty.
I love that word, naughty.
Yes. I like that word, too.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, it's fun getting naughty. We all want a little bit of naughty in our life. Well, let me say this to you. If you don't want naughty in your life, don't read the book.
Now, I want the book, honest.
Okay, what's your next question?
Yeah, this is my question. I'm sorry, honest. Go ahead, honey.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you now.
Yeah, go ahead, honest.
I wanted to explain the zones to everybody, how he describes it on the back of the book. Now, is zone one is the safety zone where, like I said, most of us live. It's mundane, everyday sex that both partners are comfortable with and will only consider. This involves missionary-style sex with different positions thrown in, some kissing, little foreplay, 10 minutes or less of lovemaking sessions, and few sex toys. Now, zone two turns up to the fear zone where a lot of us live. Now, he said, we have fantasies that we're afraid to talk about and afraid to act out. While we could be coaxed into talking about them, chances are we would never try them. So, now, talking about those first two zones, I feel like zone one and then zone two is like polar opposites. So how do these zones entrance, you know what I mean, each go into each level? Well,
say, go ahead. I'm sorry. I've lost you there.
Now I'm saying, like, is there a way that a person can transfer from, you know, zone one and then, you know, start to advance more into the forbidden zone?
Wow. First of all, in order to advance in each of the zones, you need a lot of trust. You need a lot of communication, but you also need a lot of vodka.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Pour it up.
That's how you coax. You know, being playful. I mean, I think somebody has to take a lead and be a little playful. I think you need to go in steps. Some examples of being a little playful. Well, if, you know, I usually don't like to talk about the stories too much on an interview or a book show or a talk show, but, you know, if you're looking at some of these, uh-oh, are you there?
Yeah, we're still here.
We're here.
I heard all those beeps. You know, I'll give you some great tips for trying to get out of the mundane, and of course, when we talk about the mundane or the routine or the zone one, it's funny how you can look at somebody once you're conscious of this, and you could be talking to your friend, you know, whether it be your best friend or whatever, or you're talking to your lover, and you go, see that person right there? He looks like a zone one, or she looks like a zone one. You could just see they're stiff. You know, they're not having fun. They're boring. They look like they're boring socially, and they really don't want to be playful. And obviously, we all want to get out of that, and people do fantasize. So zone two is we start to really to explore your fantasies and be a little playful. What's probably the first thing to do to be a little playful is, I think one of the first stories in the book is really about sexting. How much fun, you know, can sexting be, you know, when you do it playfully with your lover, you know, like someone's at work or someone's somewhere else and you just get a little playful, you know, like giddy and playful. It's kind of fun. then we talk about some of the other things to start breaking out of those things, and couples massages. They could be a lot of fun. Now, I guess I'll go into massages and talk about the fact that men should be primarily, maybe in their minds, massaging their lady, because it's a natural thing to do for foreplay. Most of the it's more of a man to massage the woman in a foreplay than the opposite. I don't mean that in a sexist comment. I just mean it's just more of a natural thing for a man to massage a woman in this respect.
Mm-hmm.
And couples massages can be quite sensuous if you go someplace fun, someplace where there's a spa, maybe at a hotel or at a resort. And then we talk a little bit about maybe even doing, teasing your lover and talking about, well, gee, did you like that massage by, I think Victor or Dom might have been some of the characters in the book that were massaging, Susie. And by the way, Susie is the fictitious wife in the book. The book can also be called The Adventures of Susie because she goes from being quite dull to quite adventurous. Little bit of fun fantasy talk, then all of a sudden maybe you plan on saying, hey, let's try a four-handed massage. And you do it at your own pace. You do it at your own comfort level. But certainly if you're doing that, if anybody's nervous at first, and it's very natural to be nervous to do that, even after a few times it's nervous to do that. But if you do it in your comfort level, all within your boundaries and values, and maybe take little baby steps, it could be a lot of fun. So these are maybe things to start maybe getting out of the routine and being a little bit adventurous. I talk about in the book, I have a toy chest. We call it a tool belt. And we have basically toys and accessories that I think that every couple should have. And I don't know who should take the lead or not take the lead here. Maybe it's fun just to go shopping at a really nice toy store, adult toy store, and buy some things. But one of the things that I talk about in there is toys. First of all, toys, vibrators. And
love it.
You love it, huh? I tell men in the book not to be afraid of a toy. Think of it as the extra appendage of your own, and that you have two of them now. Just so one of them doesn't explode on you. and if you make believe it's yours, and if your lover thinks of it as yours, it's just a toy. It's just a prop. It's just really for fun. And
I was going to ask Diva, so because I was going to bring up the toy belt or whatever, because guy making a dildo be an extension of him. Now you got two dicks or whatever. How can a guy get comfortable with both?
Say that again.
No, I was saying, I was asking Diva, but I don't know if we lost her call or she muted or something.
No, I'm still here. I'm here. You just went out a little bit. Repeat it again, honey. I'll answer. What's up?
I was asking, have you ever had a guy who was comfortable with a dildo? I've never even met a guy who was even comfortable being in the same room as a dildo. And then I was going to ask you, yeah. Rob,
there's been, in my past, let's clear that up a little bit, in my past, there's been individuals that were... that tried, they felt a little intimidated or whatever, but, like he was saying, it needs to be fun for me because, I mean, the ultimate goal is for both individuals to climax. Because if I'm not having an orgasm, there's going to be a problem. I'm probably going to cut you out. But any person, the person that I've been with that does participate with me and does not mind using, you know, a toy in the equation or whatnot, I feel that we go longer, we go for hours, we go harder. So, yeah, I've had someone that is comfortable, was comfortable with that, you know, because it was used on me and stuff. And men, I feel that, you know, men are visual creatures too. So, yeah, let's say if he's like got it by my lips or something or whatever. I mean, it's all visual and physical and things like that. Girl, it's just, I'm telling you. Shout out to the individual that like role played with me on that. Thank you very much.
Nice.
One thing to always remember, especially you ladies, coming from a guy, you don't want the second appendage. You don't want the toy to be certainly any bigger than your own.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Sammy's chiming in now, darling.
You know, you certainly have to respect the male ego here too. Don't forget.
Oh no, but here, okay. So here's my theory on the whole. Okay, I've been doing porn and doing my webcamming for almost, you know, 4 years now. And the thing is, with you men, this is where you guys need to let your ego go, and you need to make sure that your girl is happy as hell. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so the thing is, like, with a lot of us women, when it comes to toys, a lot of us girls, we literally have to have clitoral stimulation. So if we need a yummy toy that's teasing our clit, don't get offended by the size of the yummy toy going inside us. Be happy that you're stimulating us and making us feel so
exactly
good.
I mention it several times in the book, and I even have it on my list of notes, my little cheat sheet today, that one of my famous quotes is make mama happy, or happy wife is a happy life, you know. And so clearly in my values and boundaries, and clearly expressed in this book, 51 Colors of Seduction, numerous times, is all about making your woman happy. Because the theory in here, the premise in here, is if you make your woman happy, not only are you going to have a, you know, happy wife and happy life, but you can have a lot of fun. And you don't need to go and stray off, because you can just have so much fun taking care of her, you're going to have a blast. I mean, we're easy. Let's face it. I mean, men are easy.
No, you men are not easy. You men are so not easy. You guys are more difficult than freaking women. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, I'm talking about sexually.
Oh, exactly my point.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, the premise of the book, and I said, remember I said earlier that we have several different facets of the book. We were talking about the zones, which I'm sure we're going to go back to. But the book itself talks about values and boundaries and understanding each other and understanding that women have fantasies too, because men don't really get it, that women have fantasies too. And if you understand that and you cater to that, you can have just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. My one thing, you know what I mean, I want to say, and then I want to continue on with the zones. We talked about zone one. Now, zone two goes a little bit the temptation zone. The temptation zone is where some of us venture. We live mainly in the safety zone, alternating fear zone, but we are willing to talk about and possibly act out our fantasy with the right partner. So even for you, as open as you are, how do you, you know what I mean, take a person into that temptation zone? Because that's where you live. You live to tempt everybody. Am I correct? And then also let everybody know how they can be able to connect with you on Twitter, online, because we're all about that on Philly Shine Radio.
We definitely have a Twitter and Facebook site, and people could send us comments. We also are developing a blog on our website, which is, you know, 51colorsofseduction.com. And then we also have another site, which is very interactive. It's called 50pairsofredshoes.com. Which I'm preempting here, but 50 pairs of red shoes, and then the byline is every woman's ultimate fantasy. The irony here is that this website is not about shoes. But you can win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes by entering online, which is really cool. And then this will be the sequel to this. The stories that you enter online will be the sequel. So we talk about, we want interaction here. We don't want people just to buy the book. Yeah, we want people to buy the book. But I love the interaction. I love the discussions. And you could email, you can blog, you can Twitter, you can Facebook, you could do all of that stuff. We did a TV show last week or so that we're going to send out on YouTube. So we're about getting interactive with everybody and answering questions and having fun. All within your zones, of course.
Okay. Miss Brooks, I want you,
yes, darling.
To live in the temptation zone yourself. Explain to everybody how they can be able to stay in touch with you. We're all about that on Philly Shine Radio, also with you as well. And I want you to tell me, you know, my author, you know, Rob Goldstein, who's my guest here tonight, he wrote the book 51 Colors, wait a minute, oh, goodness gracious, where my memory went there, 51 Colors of Seduction, Phase of a Committed Couple. And we're talking about how he just, you know, take on, you know, really, you know, being seductive, you know what I mean? One thing for me, I've been blessed this year to be able to, you know, turn on, like, I don't give a fuck what he does, you know, like, this, like, I'm into him, but I'm looking at this book, and I'm thinking of, like, oh, yeah, well, maybe I should, you know, turn up a little bit because I'm feeling a little more comfortable. But for you, Miss, I know how you just tempt them all.
Shit, you're going in and out, sister. Come back to me, mama. You're going in and out. I mean, I like it in and out, but you're going in and out. Lost you, mama.
You.
Is she still there?
Well, I like the temptation zone the best.
I was missing half the question that you were asking, darling, because you were going in and out there, sweetie.
I was saying, no, Ms. Brooks, I was asking you to introduce yourself to everybody, tell everybody how you tempt everybody. Could you bring everybody
on? How do I tempt everybody? During webcam or during my porn?
Explain how they could be able to show you some love and check out your webcam, check out your porn.
Show me some love? Well, you know, if they want to show me some love, they can come on to Sammy_Brooks69 Sammy_Brooks.tammodels.com. I know, right? I was already working earlier, so I'm just like in work mode. Sammy_Brooks.tammodels.com. My Twitter is SammyBrooks69. Then come on there and show me some yummy, yummy loves and just, you know, come in there, and I love to give every man that amazing fantasy they all want all the time. It's like a virtual yummy experience. It's one of those things where, which a lot of men and women kind of confuse webcamming with porn, and they're two totally different things, completely different. When you're watching webcam, it's live, and it's yummy, and it's right there, and it's in your face like a spider monkey, and it's just the most amazing experience that you could ever imagine of your entire life. Like, you get to experience the yumminess and you're not cheating on any, you know, like your wife or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whatever you're doing, and you just have this yummy girl or guy right there in front of you during live webcam, and it is the best feeling ever, ever. It's like you get to explode in front of each other.
See, now that's nice. I'm all about phone sex. I haven't had it in a while. But...
Oh, I love phone. Oh, baby girl, I love phone sex. Do you want to have phone sex?
Oh, well, I can't have sex with a girl.
I'm sorry.
Why not?
Oh, yes, you can.
Turned on by women.
I'm not. Oh, you just wait. Yeah, I haven't got a hold of you yet, mama.
Oh, there no.
It's
you know,
not like Donkey Kong.
I'm not knocking it. You know, for the women who love women and who enjoy titties and vaginas, you know, that's all good and fine. But you know, I can call
titties.
A woman beautiful, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't give me those butterflies that make me moist. So no, like I love women, and I find, you know, our body's amazing, and I love my body, but I'd rather have a man touching me because I need that hard, real, you know, penis at the end of the day.
That
like,
nice hard cock at the end of the day throbbing inside
you
of your vagina.
See?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, our mildest story here is basically sexting. That's the mildest part of this whole book.
Yeah,
sexting
is
fabulous.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Sexting is absolutely amazing, fabulous. Because there's a difference between calling somebody and having phone sex, and then when you're actually sexting somebody while you're on the phone with them, and okay, you're at the office working and I'm here at home and I'm horny as fuck, I'm gonna sext you and oh my gosh, tell you how much I wanna fuck you during that sexting. That's yumminess right there. Just saying.
Let's see, that's hot. That's real, real
it is
hot.
It is. Especially
hot.
Especially when I say to a guy, oh my gosh, I know you're at work right now, but I wish you could bend me over your desk and just fuck the shit out of me, slide that cock deep inside of my ass and just let me feel it throbbing so deep. That's yumminess.
Now, I will tell you what zone that story, I will tell you what zone that story's in. I think that's a zone 4 story.
Now, even going into zone 4, that's the erotic zone.
This is what happens when everybody lets me on their radio shows. It always goes into the major erotic zone.
You got us to skip zone 3 with that one. That's actually
yes,
on page 1. That is actually story number on page 221.
69. Number 69.
Chapter 18.
Let's go to that. I'm about to turn to page 221, and I had to switch my call situation so you guys could hear me a little bit better.
Can you hear
me better now, right?
Yes.
Can you hear me better? Now he said.
Yeah, actually,
I do
hear you a lot better too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, chapter 18, Forbidden Desires. About this chapter, sometimes it's fun to do something that you're not supposed to do. Sometimes it's the place that's forbidden, or sometimes the person. But these taboos are what make it enticing and erotic. What if you had sex on your boss's desk or at dinner with your boss and his wife? What if something inappropriate happened with your doctor? In this chapter, we explore those very things with some exciting consequences. Whoa. So, yeah, if y'all want to get into this, I'm only saying
really?
This. Part 1 is about the secretary. Part 2 is business or pleasure. And part 3 is the doctor is in and out. You know, it just says the doctor is in. I just was messing with you, Sammy. I know you were talking about in and out. So.
Now, I think this is where she starts the book. I think the rest of it is just foreplay for her.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay,
dearie
what you need
Lord.
To do, I got to tell you, I've never done a show like this. You need to go to one of the favorite stories. Gosh, they're all favorites, but here's one. Is on page 261, called All You Can Eat.
Mm. Now that's
what
that's
was her name?
That's a buffet. What?
Okay. Now,
now you have to understand. You have to understand. We're going to go back to the book for a second. This book is not about orgies. This book is not about swinging. As a matter of fact, you'll find that Susie never kissed a guy, never had oral sex with a guy, never had intercourse with. You know, it's all, you know, within the zones and everybody's boundaries.
Well, I'm gonna read the first part and set it up for you guys a little bit. And this is all to make you read this whole entire book, okay? Now, all you can eat. Now, the directions of what you need is willing couples. Now, that's couples with an S. About part two, in this section, you will need at least two willing couples. The idea of this fantasy is to see if a guy can tell if he's licking his wife, girlfriend, or his girlfriend's pussy, or someone else's. It can be very chaotic if all three couples have a level of trust, and if each couple trusts each other, there is no room here for jealousy or insecurity, or it will not work. Count me out. I ain't sharing. I'll break it.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. Okay, wait.
Yes.
Okay,
Tammy.
I have a question. Okay, you know I gotta chime in on this one. So, darling, so you said this is not about swinging, correct?
It's not about swinging. There's the book
that,
is not about
that,
swinging.
Okay,
sorry?
the book is not about swinging, correct? But that
correct.
Little chapter right there, oh boy.
Yeah. That's
about swinging right there, darling.
Well, no, because you're still only. Well, first of all, what's happening is, in the book itself, the three women are, you know, maybe together on a bed or whatever, and one guy comes in and he's blindfolded.
Baby
and,
doll, that's swinging, darling.
No, it's not swinging, but it's
No.
Again, it's zone five. Look.
For real.
It's forbidden. It's the forbidden zone. But I brought that up to you.
Yeah. We brought it up.
I brought that up to you.
But
I've actually never talked about the stories, you know, on the air before. But that I brought that up because I think that story is a good story for you.
No, it's a great story.
I'm sorry.
No, Mama, you go ahead. It's your show, Mama.
Yeah,
no, it's your show, Mama.
I wanna check it out, but you know, the title is a committed, you know, sex of a committed couple, you know. I want to understand, for you, explain to us, because even for me, I would never want to share, you know what I mean, another man. I would never, like, I can't wrap my head around it. Is it my insecurities or jealousy, whatever? Yeah. You know, how do you even
well, you would
help
never
a
be
person
sharing.
Get to this?
Most
so
of these stories are not about sharing. Most of these stories are really about Susie being the only one and really being, you know, the prima donna, the one that's being on the pedestal. And I go back to what we were talking about before, which I think zone three, which is the temptation zone, which is quite a lot of fun. And if you look at some of the stories in there, I mean, for example, you know, maybe some of these things might be like going to a nude beach together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hard part about this is I think women on Long Island, a lot of them are fascinated with the nude beaches. And they go by themselves maybe, but it's not the same as if you're in a relationship as going with your guy and being fun together. So you got to do things in its own perspective. I was talking to a gal while I was writing this book, and she's a therapist. It's not a part of the book. It's not a character in the book. It's not a story in the book. And she's actually a high-profile therapist that actually started a reality show. And we were talking about the book, and she was saying that she does go to the nude beaches herself, but she would never let her boyfriend go. And I said, why
that's
is that? Is what?
I say, yeah, that sounds unfair.
It's unfair. You know, now, if you're doing it but you won't let your boyfriend go, what's wrong with that picture? I mean, that's the whole book is about doing things together. Now, again, everybody's got their own values and boundaries. I'll go way backwards. I'm going to go back to the beginning of this whole book, is that how do people feel about when they're first dating and they're getting into a relationship about certain things, about a value and a boundary? Like, an example would be opposite sex friends. You know, are they platonic friends or are they ex-anythings?
You know, no, those are fun teasing friends.
Sorry? They're teasing friends.
Teasing friends.
Oh.
I like that.
So it's all about creating the standards for each other and living with those standards.
See, I would definitely go to the nude beach. I could swing that. I have no problem with that.
Okay, well then,
yeah,
when are we going?
Yeah, I want to go to a new beach too because I like being naked. Yeah, like I love being naked, and that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't mind being naked on a beach with my babe. You know what I mean? If we could have sex in front of people, whatever. But don't touch me. You know what I mean? I'm just.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny about like the nude beaches and the nude resorts and all that? You know what? You girls that ain't done it before, you're gonna be scared. You're going to see hairy balls bouncing around, old men and women with titties sagging down to their goddamn belly buttons, and you're going to you didn't go in there.
This book is nothing about that, though.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm just being a realist because I know how it is.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah, you expect to see that. I've seen, you know, certain documentaries about it. You know, it's different things, but, you know, you want to be open. And, I mean, yeah, like, come
right.
on.
And,
like,
and
it's a big
like
dick turns
fact.
You on, look at it. If fat ass turns you on, look at it. But it's just, you know, you definitely have to have that level of control from all those temptations.
Oh, well, and you have to have that level of trust with, I mean, here's my thing. It's like, you know, I'm open, you know, if I'm in a relationship, I'm very open with, you know, if I'm dating, if I date, which I'm not dating because I'm not into it.
only so you're
because
a free
I'm
agent.
Exactly, mama.
Oh,
that's
right.
Sexy Sammy is a free agent. Yes, she is. But I love the fact that when you're in a relationship with somebody and you have that ultimate trust with somebody and you can go and you can do those things with somebody and you can go to a nude beach or you can, you know, anything you do with that person that you can be sexual with, you can go to a swingers club, you can go to any type of, you know, sexual connection, convention, whatever. Like, I went to the Venus Connection or convention last November, and it was absolutely fucking insane. The most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. If any of you can do any type of convention, please go to Germany, go to Europe somewhere, and just see all the shit that you could imagine. It's the most insane thing.
I can't get. I'm good. Like they go hard. You know.
Oh
they
no!
Say,
I saw shit. I saw shit that scared me.
Yeah. Like
I was
they
like,
go,
whoa.
That goes deep. And Sammy, thank you so much for joining in tonight. I just tweeted you. I have to have a show where we talk. Definitely straight to you. And
oh, definitely, Dolphy.
Because Philly Shine is so open. The one thing that I love about this show and even having guests like Rob on and Twan, it's all about giving that outlet because if no one knows about things that are entertaining or fun, you know what I'm saying, they're not gonna know. So that's why I'm here for letting everybody out. You know what I mean? Getting this information out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
Like
I
said,
oh, my God.
Book.
That was so cute. You said Sammy Briggs Day. Oh, my God. I love you already, Mama.
Yes. And one thing I want to go into for you, Rob, I have to let everybody know how they can get this book. It's so important, and I want to just share it with other people. Because, like I said, like for me, I'm not so much a prude because
even like you said in the book, once you know a person or you have, you know, that trust with them, you know, you can just pretty much go into, you know, wherever. I'm not that deep into stuff, you know.
There's a few things. First of all, the book is available on Amazon.com. The book is available at the publisher, which is Author House. But also the book is available through our websites as well, too. We're also getting them into bookstores. We're just launching this entire we're launching the entire program. Actually, tomorrow is our launch party. And I guess I should tell everybody that our launch party is in the city tomorrow at Stitch in the city. And they can go on our website and find out more about the party or email us. By the way, our email is info@51colorsofseduction.com. So they can email us, they can Twitter us, they can Facebook us and find out about the party. And the party is tomorrow, and then we start the book campaign at the bookstores. The actual theme of this book really is about sensuality. And some of the stories get a little daring at the end, but most of the stories here are pretty much being a little bit adventurous, but also keeping things in perspective, because we want everybody to be, we really want everybody to be in their own zones and their comfort levels and boundaries.
Okay. Honest, I'm going to need you to get out of zone one. I'm going to need you to get out of zone one and jump up to like three or four like the rest of us.
I'm a zone three,
on
two
that?
And a half.
Can I tweet his?
Two and a half.
I want to tweet his Twitter. What's his Twitter?
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same as the title of the book.
Okay, at 51 Shades.
Colors.
51.
Remember a couple of things. Number one, color is so much more fun than gray.
I know, right?
Yes.
And then also, women come in colors, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes,
the one thing I don't like about that, the shades of gray is talking about gray areas. You know, that's like, you know, bad stuff, like, I think. But you are, you know, exciting. Like, I really found it exciting, even though I'm like, I ain't ready, even for you, Sammy. I find a lot of things that you do exciting. I'm one of your Twitter stalkers, too. You know, I show
you
a lot of love.
I can't wait to start seeing the tweets from you.
Yeah, I'm following you now, too. I'm connecting everybody right now who's on the line.
Oh, good. We'll do that because we want to get out there, and we're having a lot of fun.
We're going to have a bunch of fun. And actually, once I finish the book, I definitely want to have a round two with you, Rob.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a big tease.
That could
That's
be fun.
My thing. I am the biggest tease in the world. Like, I will give everybody blue balls. Like, seriously, that's my whole thing. So,
what you gotta do is take that test. You gotta take that test early in the book.
Yeah, I did. I'm not gonna tell you what I scored though. But tell us, wait, what's your do you have an underscore in your Twitter name or something? Because
yeah.
It didn't work.
I don't know. Let's go on the website and find out why. No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't have.
You know what?
Let me
take a little music break. You know, we do have some music, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna search and make sure that I have the correct information.
Cocktail time.
It is definitely cocktail time somewhere, isn't it?
Yes, I'm over here drinking my little spice rum and turning up a little bit. But we're going to take some time to something real fun from an artist from Philly, my boy Shy Money featuring Leek Moss. This is called Let It Fly. A real quick 2-minute song, and then I'm going to find out all the information I need for Rob Goldstein, because we're having so much fun with you, honey. I'm happy.
Let's
get it
fly. Yeah. Shy Money Girl. Hey, Leek, what up? OBH nigga.
I said I'm riding around, I'm strapped. That pistol all in my lap. I pop ahead like hot potatoes. Cross them, I cross them back. You niggas ain't want no rap. You niggas ain't about that life. That glizzy so compact when it hit hard as Iron Mike. I fist got a wife. Codeine, I take a Sprite. If we throw the oops, then I'ma slam it like Dwight. Four quarters, I game, I'm missing clutch. Just chains on the brick, I'ma clean it up. Got shooters on the wing, gotta give it up. And I'm sipping on the chick, I'ma drive this club. Where my perks at? I pop a perk, I pop that pussy, I'm a merc that.
Murder.
Got a call from my line, he said the word back. You tell my nigga so, hold up, let me search that. Google, first name and the last name, I get bang your hat hang. We ain't into naming names, point your finger, I point the blame. Take your life before you take the stand, my goons to ride, my goons to fly. If I take all my niggas, I'm a girl, then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never change, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch the sides. If for my niggas, I'm a girl, then let it fly. These pussy niggas for the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never change, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch no sides. I love my niggas,
I'ma go, and that's a fact. This point I'm all, I let it go, and that's a wrap. It's OVH, you know the team. They think we rap, behind the scenes we getting cream. We in the trap, we in the trap. Wait, if they hatin', tell them stop. I just keep it moving like the digits in my watch. Remember when them bitches, they was stingy with the twat. Then they say they with it, tell them bitches eat a cock. Fuck em. I'm trying to sit a pigeon on the block. Tell them send a district, we gon' get it if it's hot. Niggas try to spin me, so I'm splitting niggas top. That's including cops, they could get it if I'm pop. Certified block, cutting dick and get you chopped. Niggas don't fight, so a fist and get you boxed. Rolling with my goonie gang niggas, we on top. Pro left a mark, I'ma hit it like a shot.
For my niggas,
watch.
I'ma go, and let it fly. These pussy niggas for the play. That's a homicide. Real niggas never change, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch no sides. It's for my niggas, I'ma go, and let it fly. These pussy niggas to the plane, that's a homicide. Real niggas never change, never testify. The real niggas stay the same, don't switch no sides. I love my niggas.
Had a little music break, showing some love to my OBH boys. Had to take a break because the sexual energy was crazy. Had to make sure everybody's connected on this joint. Shout out to everybody listening in live on the show. You know, actually, the 51
colors. I am so glad you told the truth. Of why you took a break.
You know, I ain't gonna lie.
I know, right?
The 51 Colors of Seduction launch party is actually tomorrow. Like he said, at Stitch 247 West 37th Street. If you Google my boy Rob Goldstein and 51 Colors of Seduction, you will definitely find the information about your launch party for tomorrow. For some reason, it's like, oh, here we are. All right. The official page for Rob Goldstein. I'm trying to find you. You have so much online. I'm just going to ask you to just tweet me because I just see so much. But it's everybody else talking about you. That's the buzz about this book. Definitely, I have to show a whole bunch of love to my girl, Showing You Love, who actually hooked up this interview, you know what I'm saying, my girl who put your show together, Bridget O'Brien. Shout out to her and her company. She's definitely a mover and shaker in New York, and her events are amazing. I love, 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 love all that she's doing and that she connected us together. And I know for a fact her Twitter is, oh, yeah, she has, oh, I got your Twitter, too. She just tweeted me. Look at her listening. But follow Bridget, Bridget O'Brien, PR, on Twitter, and Rob's Twitter, which she so helpfully texted me just a minute ago, is 51 Colors of Seduct. So we couldn't get Seduction. 51 Colors of S-E-D-U-C-T. So we'll fix that for you, Rob, and make sure we're all connected now that we got.
That would be great. And you could forward, by the way, I'd love for you to forward anybody's, you know, tweets, and we'll love to, you know, answer them and dialogue and banter and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, let's
yes,
yeah,
and
let's
put me in that Twitter. Yummy monsters.
Yes,
all of my
yes,
yummy sex
all.
Monsters, because you
yeah.
know they're gonna want to go check that shit out. You know that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I just connected all four of us on Twitter. Gave us a shout out. Gave everybody a shout out so we could all stay connected. Like I said, it was a fun interview, and this is just part one. You know, for you, because this is definitely you take and have levels to, you know what I mean, what's going on. You have these zones, so I want to build it up, and then definitely, like I said, by the time I'm finished reading the book, I want to have you back on. And thank you so much, Rob. It was great getting to know you and hearing your voice. Like, I was ready to hear your voice. Like, I'm thinking, so I'm like, I wonder what he sounds like, because I didn't catch any of your other interviews, but I was like, I wonder what he sounds like. But you're very articulate. It was great getting a chance to get to know you, and I can't wait to hear more.
Well, I got to tell you, I had a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with the book, and this show is a gas. And I love talking to all you guys, and would love to be able to come back and talk more about the book and the zones and about all the different tests in there and some of the stories and talk to listeners.
Well,
yeah,
Rob, let's hope that when you come back to the show that Honest has she has jump from the zone one. I am really paying
for that. OMF.
I have a feeling it won't be a large jump.
No, listen. Well, we'll see. We'll definitely see about that, because I need the partner to jump, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't just me, so.
You know, I must tell you, though, maybe in a closing comment, it's great with a partner. It's great with a partner to
yeah.
have a little fun and get daring and get a little naughty, all within your stuff. It's much more fun. You can't do that without having a lover.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I will tell you, you know, myself and anybody listening to the show, you know, I fuck myself in like 45 seconds. Like, I'm all over, you know what I mean, when it comes to, you know, self-pleasure, but... You know, I didn't get there.
You silly little sex monstrous.
You distorted yourself, honey. You said 45 seconds. Come on, my dude.
I'll be like, oh, yes. There it goes. So,
you know what?
Good.
I'll get you
you
done
know,
in 30. I'll get you done in 30.
You know what you need to do is go on. You need to go on
she
to 50. You need to go on the website 50 pairs of red shoes, and enter
uh-huh.
to win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes.
Okay. Yes. Again, give us the contest rules. How we can
50
get our
it,
shoes.
You can go from the book. By the way, the 51st story in the book is it gives you a link to go to 50 pairs of red shoes. Remember, one of them is 50. One of them is 51. But 50pairsofredshoes.com, and there's a place to enter your stories. You put in some fantasies, and you actually have a chance to win a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes.
Yeah,
and then
that's
the top
amazing.
50 stories, according to the panel of judges, gets entered into the book, into a new book.
Oh, nice.
So why don't you all go online? And write us some stories.
Yeah,
right.
I only have
like 60 pairs of shoes, so I need like another pair.
Yeah, every woman needs another pair of shoes. It's every woman's ultimate fantasy.
Seriously.
Yes, and Diva, I know you were busy today getting your acting on. Do you want to let everybody know about what you have going on, my beautiful queen princess boo?
You know, sexy mama.
Oh, I love you. You just love me because my ass is big. That's about it. But look.
Oh, no, that's not. No, 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 no. That's not why I love you. It's your voice.
Oh, girl, isn't it sexy? Thank you so much.
Oh, no. Do you hear that? Oh, wait. Does everybody hear that sexy voice that she has?
That I thought you were talking about my sexy voice.
I think we're all crushing on each other. Like the girls is over here, like.
Well, what I've been doing is, you know, we're already affiliated with the show with Philly Shine and everything, and you know, I be having my stuff going on. I was shooting a movie, in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The director is actually the director for SVU. And he has an independent film company, so I was cast to be, I was supposed to be an extra in this sort of like zombie movie, but apparently I'm starting to talk now as an extra, so I guess I just got bumped up a little bit. Unfortunately,
nice.
I can't let out what the name of the movie is yet until it wraps, but I'm so excited I didn't die before when the opening credits.
Okay. Turn up. Shout out to my boo making moves. Definitely the reason why she is my co-host because she's definitely making a way for these outlets. You know, we have to keep things going so we have that audience. So just know everybody here on Philly Shine Radio, this is where we turn up. I'm all about connecting. Make sure y'all go and check out my Twitter. You can always check out the link for the show. Download it. Tweet me. I will email you any episode that you want to hear. We're going to be turned up this Thursday because I'm doing a show live from the club. Shout out to my girl, Chalk BBC. Inc. Of course, we're going to be in Atlanta this weekend for the Red October DJ Conference. Yes, and tomorrow I'm going to make my way up to New York to stitch because it's nothing like a Bridget party, and I keep hearing so many things. I want to get my, you know, sexy toes on her red carpet and pose. You know, I love pictures.
Will you come up to me and introduce yourself and so I can see those sexy toes?
Of course.
I'd love to see you. You just made my night by telling me you're going to come to our party. So do come
yes,
and see us. And I want to. And by the way, I'll give, you know, I'm bringing books with me too.
Okay, cool. Then I can bring them back. And shout out to everybody.
Okay,
I'm going to so
say good night. I guess I'm going to say good night to y'all.
Yeah, good night, Rob.
Thank you
so much.
And I really had a pleasure.
Good night,
ladies, and hopefully I'll see somebody tomorrow, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, kisses.
All right, you have a good night, love.
Good night, ladies. Good night.
Fun. Good night.
Good night,
yeah, he was fun, ladies. But I got to say, Sammy, I'm going to eat
yes,
you up
darling.
On Philly Shine Radio. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, boy, it's on like Donkey Kong, Mama.
Yes. Let's definitely
you know what,
turn
Sammy?
Up because.
Huh?
Go ahead,
this is
Eva.
This is my question, and the whole time you've been on the show, I've been imagining that, like, you're on webcam right now.
You not motherfucker.
Ooh, just started something.
I can feel it coming out right now. Bring that, Mama.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, I know she is doing something. She is doing something right now. She is too.
Oh, you mean playing with my pussy and sliding
exactly.
that toy deep inside?
She literally let out a gasp. And I don't know if you heard that, honest, but she said.
I did. You know what? I did. You know. You can't really hide nothing when you got the phone right there by your mouth.
Oh, wait, are you listening to, my pug snoring? Or, cause, no, my pug is snoring. Oh, wait, he does,
is that
no.
what that was?
Yeah, that was my puggy wuggy snoring. Yeah, he's like laying next to me snoring.
Okay, because I'm like.
Because when you look at my Twitter and you see the pug in my picture,
Yeah, the little Puggy Wuggy, oh my God, he snores louder than a fucking man. Seriously.
Nice.
I love
nice,
him to
nice,
death.
Nice.
He's my little baby. He's my little baby, but oh my Lanta. Sometimes I wish I could just put a muzzle on his face and say, go to sleep. He's
well,
like literally laying in my costume box right now. He's laying in my costume box, and I'm going to be working in the next, like, 25 minutes.
Okay,
like,
you
and
said a costume. Every woman needs a costume box.
I know, right? Well, especially when you're a webcam model. You have to. You have to have a costume box. You got to keep the boys and girls happy.
You. Honestly. Get a costume box.
I tuned in sometime last year, but I'm going to tune in again, Sammy. Check out your show.
You tuned in last year, you sexy beast.
Yeah, I think it was. I think
you
it was
did.
Last year. Yeah, it was intense. So I want to see you, you know, show off some more. And like I said, y'all going to bring me out of my little zone one, whatever.
Oh, I'm going to bring you out of your zone. No, I'm going to bring you out of your zone.
I got to get excited. You know, get me excited. That's what it is. But it's hard to excite
me. I can bring you out of your zone. Trust me. Trust me, Mama. I can bring you out of your zone. You know why? Because I'm gentle and I'm nice and I'm fun and I'm everlasting.
See, turn up time. Shout out to my boy Frontline Ryan, who said he was listening as well. JoJo,
well,
Capone,
you tell your boyfriend, people. Don't worry, I'm not gonna steal you. I'm just gonna borrow you.
All right, well,
because
cool.
You're over there,
I...
you're on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast, so we have no problems. He has nothing to worry about.
Okay. See, that's not the same. We want to have a little bi-coastal love. But I'm planning on coming out to L.A. In January, so we'll definitely
meet. Oh, it's on, like, Donkey Kong. Are you coming out for the AVNs, darling?
When is
to
that?
The Vegas?
That's in January?
Vegas. No, it's, I think it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th, or 19th, 20th, and 21st, or some shit. Yeah, it's like
November?
No, January, darling. You need to come out. No, you need to postpone, and you need to come to Vegas for the AVN Awards.
All right. You
seriously,
know what?
For your
will.
Show.
You're winning something? Are you going to win? Yeah, are you going to win
Yeah,
something?
I'm going to win both of you.
Ah,
too good. That sounds like you're going to be coming.
We covered. Yeah.
I've only done like 40. So, I mean, I don't know. They don't even start the nominations until November.
Okay.
So
well,
when the nominations start, y'all better start voting for Sammy
Brooks. Listen, first of all, when it comes to voting and getting attention to something, I'm your girl, so we're going to make sure you win something. Fuck that.
Put the word out. You know what? And I'm your girl, so you better watch out, Mama, because I might
I got you, Miss Yummy. I'm not scared of you. You ain't going to make me do nothing I don't want to do, so.
I know, but your other girl,
ain't that what they say
in trouble.
Oh, Siri, I love you. And
you
I love
what?
You,
and
my diva. I'm so glad you're here with
you
me.
I love you too, honey.
You girls are so much fun. This is like the most fun radio show I've done, like, in so long. Oh, my gosh. You guys are way too fun.
Everybody
I just
has
got,
that
show. Yeah, I just got inboxed. DM'd or whatever you want to call it on my Twitter, and this guy, I'm not going to call out his name, he just said, what the hell? I am listening. So can I be a part of this? I don't know, honey. No, you
no, like, yes. Overtime is reloaded. So a lot of people are on my Twitter as well. They're like, okay, overtime is going crazy. Just wait. We're going to have you back on in 2 weeks, Sammy. 2 weeks
oh,
will
definitely.
Be your
yeah,
day.
Send me.
I have your number. I have your number. I will make sure I email you all the information, because two weeks is going to start November soon, so we'll make sure that we put you on blast. Like, everybody needs to see you and your yummy, nice, fun stuff that you get everybody tempted into doing all types of freaked out shit. So,
and I'm going to be showing you on blast.
Hey.
Both of you on blast.
Thing.
I'm going to be blasting both of you.
The one thing, you know, I won't deny, like, if you can make me blast, you know, like, boom.
Shit,
you know what, girls?
I need to blast both of you out, and I'm going to start shouting you and putting your shit out there on my twit. I'm going to be tweeting our twats.
Yeah, Facebook Day in 2 weeks, Tuesday, is going to be turned up. So in 2 weeks, Sammy Brooks Day, we're going to start promoting it all crazy. I can't wait, and I don't even want to hang up, but I know you got to go make some money.
I know, I do, because I have to go get naked and fuck myself. I have to go masturbate for my sex monsters.
Yeah,
you know,
go get your sex monsters, make them come.
Salute you.
Yeah, it totally sucks, because I would rather, like, totally masturbate for you girls, but I know that's not going to happen, but right now, I do have to go play with my boys.
Go ahead, I guess we'll let you know then.
You guys
night,
are awesome.
Sammy.
I love you. Kisses to my angels, girls. Kisses.
Bye-bye. Diva, don't hang up. Sammy.
Hey, Diva.
Diva. We are turning up. You're going to keep me going. You're going to hold my hand as I go through these zones. You're going to be there to hold my hand, Diva.
I'm going to have to help you, because I can't believe you're still in zone one. I mean, what the hell? How many zones does it go up to?
You girls are killing me.
Oh, my God.
Diva,
honest.
You know what I look like,
what I do for a living. I am passionate.
You girls are killing me.
Yeah, watch your Twitter followers. They're going to be a lot of people that I follow, Miss Sammy Brooks, and I'm going to tell them all to go follow you now.
Oh, don't worry, because I have all my boys and girls, and I'm going to make sure they go and follow you guys, too. So, man. So we're completely off the air, correct?
No, we're still on air.
No, we're still live.
Nobody else can call in. But if somebody was listening, streaming through the website, they can still hear us, yes. Yeah, they can still hear us.
Okay.
But,
I wish you could see me right now, because my tits are hanging out and my fucking vagina is so fucking wet right now for both of you.
Oh, shit.
I've been told that before, so thank you, Sammy.
Yeah, you know, I had to say thank you. You know, thank you so much. That's a compliment.
Oh, my goodness gracious, dear Lord.
Somewhere, someone listening right now is like, God dang, I ain't got no lotion.
Well, for anybody who's not listening, I just tweeted it.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh, you just totally did. Okay, wait, let me retweet this. Oh, my gosh.
Of course. I showing off. But as long as my diva status is there holding my hand, that's my partner. I'm crime. I trust her with everything. So she definitely has my back.
The safe word is pineapples.
Pineapples. Yes, definitely going in for that. But, shout out to everybody that's listening, and everybody who's listening to us on overtime. Everybody tweeting about it and the fun sound that Sammy is making. Go ahead, and get to work, boo.
All right, girlfriends, you guys freaking amazingly rock vagina better than anybody ever. That's what I'm going to say right now. And your sexy Sammy is going to get her ass to work.
Go get your sex monsters. All right, baby. Mm.
You're fabulous.
Good night, everybody, on Philly Chime Radio. What were you going to say? You want to give us another goodbye? Mwah. Here's a kiss.
Mwah. Mwah.